You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success.
Welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. I'm your host, Eric Dye. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your newest location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. As we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are with Lawrence Isaac, the co-founder and chief operating officer of NGR, No Gym Required. Their slogan at NGR is anytime, anywhere, no excuses. Lawrence, a pleasure to have you a part of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thanks, Eric. Great to be here.
Hey, great to have you. So where did the idea for No Gym Required come from?
Well, I guess the idea came from just the hectic lifestyle that a lot of us, especially as entrepreneurs, but a lot of us just in general are leading. We've got packed schedules, a lot of demands on us on a daily basis, whether it's family, professional, or personal, even some of the other things we want to do with our lives. And fitting in health can be, fitting in just anything in terms of exercise and a healthy lifestyle can be so exhausting, especially if you're considering you can drive to the gym and it takes an hour there, and then you got to wait for the machines, and then you're trying to get a workout in. So just, was there a way to compress that to make it easier for people to work out? And the slogan, anytime, anywhere, no excuses, was born. And the idea behind the company was to make accessible products and services that make that slogan and that sort of motto that we have a reality. So make it easier for people to work out wherever they are. So then we went out, we found products that match that.
So what is No Gym Required all about?
Well, No Gym Required is specifically about finding, matching, let's say, products and services to that need to stay fit on a busy schedule and on a tight budget. So our products are range from what you could call a home carry gym, so a gym that you can carry with you anywhere, to our flagship product is the No Gym Required, or the NGR shoe, which is a weighted shoe. And the shoes themselves, as you wear them, you burn extra calories. It helps tone and trim your lower body. So again, everything that we try to find out there is simple, affordable solutions to help you stay in shape, to help you focus on getting everything done you want in the day. But then when you want to sneak in that extra exercise, even if you're at the office, you can just pull out your travel gym and do some sets at your office, or walking home, you can do some extra exercise. So it's all keeping that philosophy true and finding products and services that fit into there.
Well, forgive me for asking, but do you think your products actually help people?
That's a good question. Like anything in this industry, like anything in the health and fitness industry, there's no miracle cure. It's a lifestyle decision. So I've got customers that have bought my shoes, made the lifestyle choice. They started walking regularly. They eat properly. They changed their lifestyle habits. So they combined two elements that are super important, which is eating well and exercising and using your body regularly. And I've got one customer that lost 56 pounds, another one 45 pounds. But those are extreme cases. I myself use my shoes. So I use both the travel gym and the shoes, and I use them to do high intensity training. So I'll do agility drills and foot drills and stairs and stuff like that. And I can tell you just by wearing a heart rate monitor and measuring the results that, that there is an impact. Your heart rate with the shoes will shoot up, and, you will get at least, we say at least 20 to 25% more calorie burn. And on the caveat to that, the travel gym is just an exercise band sort of package. And if you're working out, you're always going to get some benefit. Even if it's just a short little 5-10 minute workout, it's better than doing nothing.
Today we're with co-founder and chief operating officer of NGR, No Gym Required, Lawrence Isaac, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. What do you do personally to stay fit?
It's funny, as I've gotten older and I've started to, this is my third business, I'm starting to get more and more extreme in my workouts, I guess, but one thing I definitely do is I use my products. So I use my products, and that for me is a very important thing. I think it's important not only as an entrepreneur, but as a general business person. If you're going to be, if you can't buy what you're selling, then maybe you shouldn't be selling it. I don't know if that makes sense as a philosophy, but that's really how I see things. And I think a lot of problems would be solved in the world if people that sold products actually used their own products. But So first foremost, I train all the time. I do a lot of running. I did my first marathon this year. I'm going for a triathlon now, though the idea does scare me because I find it extremely intense and the distances are just through the roof. I've gained a whole new appreciation and respect for these athletes. Regular activity. Every day doing a little bit of something. Every day at least, you know, doing a couple sets of either band exercises or a good walk, preferably a run or a jog or a swim. You always, always, always do something. Just like with your company as an entrepreneur, you always have to be doing something. You always have to be thinking of new solutions and executing on things that you planned in the past, that you're planning for the present. You always got to keep yourself moving, just like you got to keep your company moving all the time. If you want to be entrepreneurial, you got to keep it dynamic, and you got to have your body should be able to flow where your brain and your company wants to go.
Makes a lot of sense. Very impressive. So what advice can you give other entrepreneurs in this regard, as in regards to health and any other thing that you could share?
I guess the biggest advice I give when I talk to people that are trying to start their own businesses or thinking of it is just don't give up. You're doing that as entrepreneurs, and I have the biggest response, you're doing what I think is probably the hardest and most demanding thing. It requires so much perseverance and personal guts to go out and put yourself out there. You're basically creating something with your heart and your soul, and you're putting out in the market, and you're saying, is this something that's interesting for the world? And then you got to stick to it. So don't give up. Keep at it. Keep on creating, because entrepreneurs are the ones that save economies. I know that the government likes to write big checks to huge companies, but I strongly believe that it's the small and medium-sized business and the entrepreneurs that actually fix huge economic problems, because we're creating something new. We're not just trying to patch holes up here and there. And stay fit. Honestly, keep your body in mind with the rest of your talents as an entrepreneur. Keep your body focused and following, and there's a huge link between being in shape and being able to perform at higher levels and being able to perform at higher levels for more sustained amounts of time. So stay in shape. Huge.
Couldn't agree more. Lawrence, tell us where we can find NGR online. I'm sure that our listeners are anxious to get on that right now.
Sure. You can find us at www.ngrfit.com. That's our website. We've also got a blog there that you can click on, and we always try to put like tips and tricks for people on a tight budget or people on a tight schedule that are looking for that extra little edge. Like I said, we've got the store there with all kinds of products from heart rate monitors to even chin-up bars that you can put in your office. I got one in my office. I've got, like I said, a travel gym in my office. We've got a whole bunch of nice fun stuff there. And as an entrepreneur, and I say this to all you guys out there that are like me, one of the caveats I have is if I don't have it in my store, email me, ask me for it, or call me, and I will try to find it out for you.
I love it. Lawrence, a pleasure to have you a part of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on APN today.
That's great, man. Keep up the great work. It's a great idea, and I congratulate you for it.
Hey, thank you. And that's co-founder and chief operating officer of NGR, No Gym Required. Anytime, anywhere, no excuses. And for more information and to check out their cool products and staying fit, it's ngrfit.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, brought to you by EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook at Simply Entrepreneur Podcast Network. We thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Lampton, known to my clients as the Speech Coach for Champions. I'm wondering, do you want to make stronger sales presentations to decision-making groups, lead business meetings with greater poise and credibility, control your stage fright, and enjoy an elevated level of confidence? Then visit my website and sign up for my complimentary newsletter. The web address, www.championshipcommunication.com. Again, championshipcommunication.com.
Stay on the gas. To not get caught up in the minutiae of other stuff, other people's stuff. To stay focused on the things that matter the most. Dude, when I hear stuff from some people, honestly, you guys, you know, and only those of you that need to hear part, this part of the message are going to hear it, but, you know, some people just totally fool themselves, get themselves into thinking that they're working, that they're really working their business. And when we do a reality check, it's like, really? That's really all you're doing?
The E-Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.